This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on December 17, 2013. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
The next item on the agenda is legislative recommendations. Mr. Pugh, are you going to lead us off?
Yes, I will. Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair. The draft legislative recommendations for 2013 before you today reflect input from all the commissioners and staff throughout the agency. As you know, all of the commissioners agreed that these seven recommendations are priorities for this year. The seven recommendations include four from 2012, and those are electronic filing of Senate reports, making permanent the administrative fine program for the reporting violations, conversion of campaign funds, and authority to create SES positions. And we also have three new recommendations this year. Those are the authority to accept gifts, electronic filing of electioneering communication reports, and increase in index for inflation registration and reporting thresholds. In 2012, the legislative recommendations were approved in May, and that seemed later in the calendar year than ideal. So this year, we moved the process to the end of the calendar year, which will make for starting the new year with a recently approved set of legislative recommendations. We recommend that the Commission approve these legislative recommendations so that we may provide them to Congress and the administration as directed by FECA, including specifically our oversight committees, the Committee on House Administration and the Senate Committee on Rules and Administration, our appropriations subcommittees, and our OMB contacts. I'd like to thank the commissioners and staff for their contributions to this year's recommendations, including the OGC team, which this year was led by Tony Buckley. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Pugh, and thank you, Mr. Buckley. There is an additional document that I had submitted containing two additional proposals for legislative recommendations. One on increasing the frequency of political committee reporting in non-election years, and one on fraudulent misrepresentation of campaign authority. The fraudulent misrepresentation recommendation is one that we adopted unanimously in 2012, and I am optimistic that we will again be able to add that to the list. Increasing the frequency, I was hopeful, but I think is probably not going to make the cut this year. I'll just say that I personally think this would be a good idea. It would put non-authorized committees on the same schedule with the authorized committee. And when the original reporting schedules were adopted by Congress, lo these many years ago, Congress rationally thought that political committees, authorized committees of campaigns of candidates and party committees would be the major players. And now we're operating in a new world where we have super PACs that are raising and spending vast sums of money and are being very influential in elections. There have been some congressional races where outside spenders actually exceeded what the candidates spent. And I think that the public would be served if these outside groups were put on the same reporting schedule as the candidate committee, so that everyone would have access to the same information about all these committees at the same time. And they'd know who was spending money. We're talking about political committees that report all their donors, so that's important information, been acknowledged by the Supreme Court to be important for an informed electorate to have that kind of information, and I think it would be a good thing that would acknowledge the changed world that we're living in and wouldn't require additional disclosure, which I would also be in favor of, but would only change the frequency of the reports to put everyone on the same schedule. So I regret that it does not appear that that will get support today, but perhaps another day. On the other reports, I just wanted to say that, you know, once again, we are recommending electronic filing. Every year, hope springs eternal. It looks like the Senate gets closer and closer to actually approving electronic filing. Last time I checked, the estimates were that we would the government would save over $600,000 in taxpayer funds if we adopted this. It's really kind of a waste of money to not have electronic filing of the Senate reports. So I'm glad that we continue to have unanimous support on the commission for that, and really, really, really hope that the Senate will adopt that soon. There's also an interesting proposal working its way through the legislative process on a bipartisan recommendation from the House Administration Committee that already passed the House and is now pending in the Senate to bring more reports into the administrative fine structure. That's not part of our recommendations, but I'll just say I think it's a great idea, and I hope that that gets adopted as well. Another one that I wanted to particularly mention is the authority to create senior executive service positions. We are at a disadvantage vis-a-vis other government agencies because we don't have SES here, and particularly now as we are in the middle of searching for a new general counsel, it would be extremely helpful to be able to have SES to offer, because it's hard to ask even somebody from another government agency to come here when they would have to take a pay cut in order to take on a very difficult and important and challenging job. So, again, I'm glad that we have unanimous support for that, and I am going to keep my fingers crossed that maybe somebody on the Hill is listening. Any other comments on any of the legislative recommendations? Commissioner Walther.
Thanks. So I just want to join your comments on this. I'm glad to see that we are having a number of them rather than, I mean, there's some thought as to, well, maybe we ought to just have one or two or three and hope that they'll pick just one of those. But you never know up on the Hill what might be attractive at any given time. And so I'm glad to be using the full panoply of ones that we've been concerned about for a very long period of time. And certainly the proposal for increasing the frequency of political committee reporting, I totally support. And I hope at some point we'll be able to get that fourth vote. But I think it's one we ought to support.
Mr. Vice Chairman.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. I'd like to address a new entry this year into the Commission's recommendation package, which is to increase an index for inflation, the registration and reporting thresholds for political committees generally, but the political committees that I care most about, and they are referenced in the narrative for this recommendation, are for local political party committees. State political party committees, as you just heard, often run afoul. They don't report accurately, and they get audited, and we go help them. They at least are typically equipped to have the staff to comply with the reporting regimes in place here at the FEC. However, small local committees typically run on volunteer services. And they have volunteer treasurers. Most of them are struggled to report to their state and or local authorities. And when you overlay the administrative burdens of Federal Election Commission reporting, the reporting regime and compliance regime, many are simply incapable of maintaining compliance over time. You have Nancy. She's the real estate agent. She volunteers to keep the books. Nancy does it for a year and a half. Then she passes the books to Tom. Tom is a school teacher. And then Tom doesn't get all the books from Nancy. And it is very hard for a local committee to register with this commission, maintain accurate reports over time. And we see many audits of these types of groups and ADRs of these types of small groups coming before us. When they engage in federal election activity, they are required to use only federally permissible funds, and they are subject to audit, and they have to demonstrate by a reasonable accounting method that the funds that they use are federally permissible funds. So there is a protection in place to prevent them from using large corporate resources or any type of unlawful resources in connection with their federal election activity. But what the registration and reporting regime does is it effectively prohibits them from participating in federal elections. And this is a shame because these organizations are the most grassroots political organizations in America. It doesn't get any more small d democratic than the local political parties of America. And I have counseled many of them on everything they can do short of triggering a registration and reporting requirement at the Federal Election Commission. And I can tell you it matters to them because those who have tried start getting requests for additional information and don't even understand the letters that they get from the FEC. So they bend over backwards to do everything they can or avoid activity to avoid triggering a registration and reporting activity here. And I think this is the type of activity we need to encourage, not discourage. So this one is near and dear to my heart, and I hope it will be Congress's pleasure to increase an index for inflation, the registration and reporting thresholds, whether it is for all political committees, but especially for state, regional, and local political party committees. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chairman. And just proving yet again that it's a good thing to get new membership on the commission. We get new ideas. This was an initiative of the vice chairman, and happy to support it. We're not proposing a particular dollar threshold. We leave that to Congress's better judgment. But some of these thresholds haven't been changed in a very long time, and in particular, the independent expenditure reporting requirement at the $250 level, really really low. So that probably could stand an uptick. Commissioner? Mr. Pugh.
These are both late submitted documents.
We already did that.
Oh, you did that. Okay, thank you.
We're ahead of you, Mr. Pugh.
Sorry.
But I thank you for the reminder, because it would be bad if we hadn't done it. Commissioner Randall.
I support every one of these proposals. I think that, for the most part, including the internal administrative matters, but most of these proposals will enhance disclosure, and which is the purpose of our agency, as you all know. And the proposal that was made by Commissioner Vice Chairman Goodman is consistent with that, because I agree that we want disclosure where it matters and about matters that are significant. And this is a place where we do want to encourage people to participate in the political process and not be afraid to do so because of the complexity of the rules. So I support that wholeheartedly. I also wanted to mention one that has not been discussed much, is the authority to accept gifts, which I think on its face does not appear to be a disclosure matter, but in fact is, because the hope is that this commission will be able to receive gifts that will enable us to have a much more robust IT system that will enable us to provide more information both to the public and to the press that's important for them to have in order to understand the democratic process. So this proposal, I think, which is consistent with what other agencies do, would enable us to go forward into maybe the 20th century? No, 21st century. Thank you.
Thank you. And I guess one other that I'll mention is the is another repeat recommendation to expand the personal use restrictions to beyond the individual campaign candidate committees, particularly to leadership PACs. This is a topic that has come up before, but it's gained a little bit of currency recently after a 60 Minutes report, and I know there are several members of Congress who are looking at this issue, and we stand ready to work with them to, obviously we have language to propose, and we're happy to work with them if they have any further questions about how it would work. As with all of these, I think it's another important recommendation that will help to ensure that people have better trust in their representatives and in their government. Anything further? Mr. Vice Chairman?
Yes, Madam Chair. I move that the Commission approve Agenda Document 13-58, as well as the fraudulent misrepresentation of campaign authority recommendations set forth in Agenda Document 13-58-A.
Thank you. The Vice Chairman has moved approval of all of the legislative recommendations set forth in Agenda Document Number 13-58, plus the fraudulent misrepresentation recommendation from 13-58A. Any further discussion on the document? I'm really pleased. I think it's a good package of recommendations, and I really hope that Congress takes it seriously. If there's no further discussion, I will call the question. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? And the motion carries unanimously, 6-0. Thank you, Mr. Pugh and Mr. Buckley.